is Rewind. On this show, we revisit a year music past. Moving forward every month, we'll be visiting the following year in music and pop culture history.
This time around, we're going back to 1953. And next month, we'll visit 1954 and so on and so forth.
So what was happening in 1953?
USSR explodes a hydrogen bomb. It was the first test of a Soviet thermonuclear device.
Sir Edmund Percival Hillary, boy, that's a mouthful, was a New Zealand mountaineer, explorer, and philanthropist. On May 29, 1953, Hillary and Sherpa mountaineer Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers confirmed to have reached the summit of Mount Everest. Woo!
The first successful open-heart surgery on a human utilizing a cardiopulmonary bypass pump happened in 1953. The surgery has since earned a 98% success rate. Wow.
In pop culture, Peter Pan was the top grossing movie for the year, but it was The Rogue that was groundbreaking. The Rogue was the first movie to be filmed in the widescreen format we enjoy today. On the first day of 1953,
the cause of death was heart failure, caused by a combination of alcohol, morphine, and chloral hydrate.
This was a number one hit.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had lots of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. A distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In 1953, the 25th Annual Academy Awards were televised for the first time. Acclaimed director Vincent Minnelli's The Bad and the Beautiful, starring Lana Turner and Kirk Douglas, received the most awards.
Wow. The first Chevy Corvette, I love Corvettes, was assembled in Flint, Michigan, and in neighboring Chicago, Joni James was the female artist with the most top 30 hits in 1953. This was the most played jukebox song in the first week of 1953.
Why don't you believe me? It's you I adore. Forever and ever. Can I promise you?
In 1953, you could buy a Coke for 5 cents. Layaway or buy now and pay later was the norm, which made luxury items within reach for working class families.
Yeah, and in 1953, 239,000 farmers found work in other industries. My papa was among them. Able-bodied men and young families were moving to the suburbs. You could buy a house for about $18,000, which is the equivalent of $210,000 today. R&B legend Ruth Brown started the year with the chart topper Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean. But it's this song by Big Mama Thornton that topped the charts for 7 weeks that you might recognize. Here it is.
You ain't nothing but a hoe.
People died in Waco in 1953 after a deadly tornado wreaked havoc in 10 states.
Wow. And my boys, NFL champions, the Detroit Lions, defeated the Cleveland Browns. Woo, woo. Papa saw that game because he was working in the Motor City at that time. And also Frank Blue Eye Sinatra also wins an Oscar for his role in From Here to Eternity. Here's a song, very uncharacteristically of Frank, that he released in 1953. It's called The Most Blues.
You know, there are some mornings when no matter which side you get out of bed, you get up on the wrong side, on account of there ain't no right side. For days that start like that, here's a theme song. This little gem is called The Most Blues, The Most. What I got is the blues. What I got is the blues. They're evil, crazy, screaming, and mean. Yeah. And they're black and blue and purple and green. I never should ever got out of my bed. Walking around alive. But it's 8 to 5 that I'm dead. I got no eyes for people on the street, cause I'm tired and disgusted and righteously beat. Yeah, what I got is the blues. That's what I got, the blues. The heebies and the jeebies and the whims and the whams. The inside sweats and the gyms and the jams. The ringing in the head and the buckles in the knees. And that man's coming by with some fresh DTs. What I got is the blues. The blues. That's what I got. I got the blues.
In 1953, the most popular Christmas presents were Scrabble and Mrs. Potato Head. New York adopted three-color traffic lights.
Wow, and Ian Fleming published his first James Bond novel, Casino Royale. Peeps, Pez, and Popeye candy sticks were among the favorite sweets in 1953.
Odd, they all start with a P.
Yeah, that is odd.
In 1953, several famous people got married, including Jackie O and John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and Coretta. And so sad, Ella Fitzgerald divorces after 5 years of marriage.
This might be hard to believe, everyone, but a country song about drinking was banned. You believe that? We're talking about the Webb Pierce classic, There Stands the Glass. Webb's fans were ferocious and flooded the radio station, and eventually they had to give in. It did set the standard for country music moving forward that still stands today. Let's hear their stand.
There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. There stands the glass that will hide all my tears, that will drown all my fears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass, fill it up to the brim till my troubles grow dim. It's my first one to take.
There were several celebrity birthdays in 1953, including Hulk Hogan, comedian Louis Anderson, actress Kim Basinger, singer Chaka Khan, and famed guitarist Geddy Lee, to name a few.
Yeah, and silent movie star Charlie Chaplin is forced to leave the United States due to an FBI investigation that accused him of being a communist. There were also moral issues like a paternity suit and marriages to much younger women. Yep, 1953 America, everybody.
In 1953, the King of Rock and Roll records his first song, My Happiness, for his mother's birthday. The song was written by an unknown singer-songwriter from Kansas City by the name of Betty Peterson Blasco.
Yeah, the song was recorded by Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and several other A-list artists at the time. In 1948, it actually won the Cashbox Song of the Year. We'll be closing out with that tune. In our next episode, we'll take a closer look at 1954. Have a great month ahead and take care.
Bye for now.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through, how I long to be with you.
my happiness. Every day I ring dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my happiness. A million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness. A million years it seems have gone by since we shared our dreams, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, whether skies are gray or blue, any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness.